ignorance is the official language of Washington, D.C.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
It is Friday, February 9th, day 385 of Trump's universal run.
It is 8:24 a.m.
Which is very important because sometimes we record these on Thursday.
Yeah.
But today, it's Friday morning, which means we live through a shutdown. We're in the midst of a shutdown. We're at the end of a shutdown.
Well, the Washington Post, where the paper that's what wants you to know that democracy dies in darkness, time since the shutdown began, the counter is at 8 hours, 25 minutes, and 8 seconds.
So we're still there. Midst, yes. All right, great.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Welcome to the Great American Page. This is a podcast about the intersections of presidential politics and professional wrestling. Every week, it's more and more valid. Chris Kelly and I are authors on this, authors and experts on this subject. We are the authors of the first book about the intersections of Trump and the wrestling world. It's called The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling.
Nailed it.
There you go. It's available at presidentwrestler.com or DonaldTrumpIsAWrestler.com. This show is a bipartisan look at all that because we all know it's a work and about three people know what we're talking about.
Nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan.
Yeah.
Also, we finally have our own dedicated iTunes page. You could find that at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/GabPod, GABPOD.
Yes, give us 5-star reviews, or if you're Dave Meltzer and we're in Japan, give us 6-star reviews.
Hell yeah.
We put on 5-star matches. That's what we do here. We should start off. We got a lot to talk about today. The big show of the week, we had a lot of contenders, but I think the big show is this government shutdown that we are in the midst of.
We're locking it in the big show of the week.
Well, it's a big show.
There you go. So it's a brief government shutdown set to end as the House passes a sweeping budget bill. Late last night, early this morning.
Exactly. So as how this works is this closure and blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. The point is Rand Paul wanted to talk, and boy, he did. Now, Nancy Pelosi spoke a few days ago about Dreamers and DACA and all that stuff, but that was on the House side.
Mm-hmm.
So that had nothing to do with the shutdown. Rand Paul's thing had everything to do with the shutdown, but as we both think, and most everyone that covers this stuff thinks, it's going to be over very
yes.
soon. Once the Donald decides to sign the bill.
Yes. So the New York Times reported that Senator Rand Paul began to throw up roadblocks, which, so that's obviously a reference to the roadblock, the WWE pay-per-view. They don't do that one anymore.
Mm-mm.
No, they did it 2 years ago.
Roadblock was probably my favorite non-Big Four pay-per-view.
The first year.
Yeah.
When they had Triple H versus Dean and Triple H protected the Dirty Deeds.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. It was like the house show that they made a pay-per-view.
Yeah, it was like in Toronto. It had Big Cass and Enzo before. We can't talk about those guys anymore. It was a great time. But yes, we're on the fast lane. We're in the fast lane on the road to WrestleMania, and now there's some roadblocks from Senator Rand Paul. All this is happening also amidst a stock market correction,
mm-hmm.
which is in quotes. I guess that's a term of art in the financial world. There's been a 10% drop in the markets over the last week or so. As everything kind of gets back to normal, it has to do with interest rates, new Fed chair, mm-hmm. all that stuff. Really boring stuff, but
that's stuff that affects everyone.
Yeah, really boring stuff. Doesn't affect WWE. They reported in 2017 their revenue increased 10%.
I'm very happy.
$801 million revenue, highest in company history. So
I made some.
How's
money.
Your territory doing?
I made some money on my very little stock I bought in WWE on September of 2016.
That's good.
Yeah.
Not having a great week. White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter has resigned.
So, you know, I thought this should have been the big show.
Yes.
And we'll
well,
discuss
I get it.
Why.
Because you're a social justice warrior, Brandon. So Rob Porter had been accused by both of his ex-wives physically and verbally abusing him them.
It's weird to say accused because
that's the
legal
word.
Term. I yes. get that. But when there's like photographic evidence yes. and he's like, yeah, I did
yeah,
that.
The term is said or told you, reported.
Proved. <yeah.
laughs> Proved beyond a shadow of a doubt. Well, there's only pictures in one as they've tried to make the distinction. They being the White House. See, I think you're a mark for for equality. I don't think the White House is. I think, as we both know, Trump has also been accused of abuse.
Yes.
Not just of multiple reports of sexual assault, but also by his ex-wife, Ivana Trump. She had described, when they were getting divorced, she had described a violent 1989 incident between them as quote-unquote rape, but later clarified her statement saying that she felt violated, not raped in the literal or criminal sense.
Big caveat that when she clarified those statements, that had something to do with the timeline of the divorce settlement.
Right. So, I mean, yes.
As also, in that same book, this is from a 1989 book, they also say that, like, none of the facts are incorrect.
Right. And this is also just the extra weird wrinkle is that it was also, like, right after he probably had his, like, scalp shrunk or whatever the process
yeah,
is.
Yeah. This ties to an alleged plastic surgery.
Yes.
We don't usually talk about alleged things.
Yeah, because we don't want to get sued.
But 29 years ago, this stuff happened. Go to Snopes. I recommend the Snopes.com fact check on all of this.
I've been recommending it since 1998 to all my aunts on various email chains. Yeah,
but it's a very good one because it's a pattern of behavior. It's mm-hmm. not uncommon for the Donald to mm-hmm. associate with these type of folks.
Yeah.
That's not why I think this is the big show of the week.
Okay.
The reason why I think this is the big show of the week is because, yes, this is about Rob Porter, but the reason why it's the big show of the week is it's about General Kelly. And we'll get to that.
Stop calling him General.
He is a general.
He's not in the military. We don't have military figures in our civilian government.
Listen, I don't care whose side he's fighting on. Sergeant Slaughter is still military.
No, he was Commissioner Slaughter. He was no longer Sergeant Slaughter.
He was Commissioner Sergeant Slaughter.
No, you don't get multiple titles. You just take a stunner real bad. Okay, I know why you think it's going to matter, but here's the thing. The White House knew. We know they knew. It was best for business, okay? Like, they had pictures of when he punched his wife in the face, and they were like, let's give him an interim security clearance. I'm trying to get shit done here. And that was the standard, was if he was bad at his job, if he was like a guy, all the people they've fired, they haven't lost any talent, like mm-hmm. Spicer, bad at his job, the Mooch, potentially good at his job, but like not good enough that you keep him around, mm-hmm. Bannon.
I'm not disagreeing. Yeah.
I mean, these guys, Rob Porter.
They're getting rid of the mid-card and lower.
Yeah. No, these guys, I mean, the example here would be in 2002 how Stone Cold Steve Austin was arrested and charged with domestic abuse, pled no contest and got probation, $1,000 fine, and ordered to carry out 8 hours of community service. A few years later, his then ex-wife Deborah Marshall, who told Fox News that Austin had beat her 3 times, and she stated the WWE knew of the abuse, working to conceal the bruises on her face and kept her from revealing that Austin hit her, as it would cost the company millions of dollars. So when it's best for business, yeah. When it's like a guy like John Kelly, you're Austin, which I mean that's a bit much. I don't want to go that far. He's like a
no. That's a very. I think that's fair.
No, I think John Kelly's more like Triple H.
No, that's so he's more important than Austin.
No, I mean because Austin's a star. No one cares about John Kelly. But no, this is just this is the pattern of abuse in Trump's own life and his circle of friends. Is there another example of like a friend that has a case like this that's just in the news again?
What do you mean?
Oh, the fact that Vince McMahon's 2006 groping. Well, you didn't think we were going to talk about this? It happened in my hometown because I'm not from parts unknown. I'm from parts known. This happened in a tanning salon in Boca Raton, Florida, 2006. It was in the news then, but this is like many things in hashtag me too. Like people are doing the research. Friend of the show, David Bickenspan did a report for Deadspin about this. The creepy part is that Vince, after he exposed himself and groped this woman in the tanning salon, then went to his car and stared at her from the car for 45 minutes until the cops came and he left.
That's weird.
Well, it's Vince McMahon.
So Vince was 58, 59 at the time?
Yeah.
God. The Stone Cold thing, the thing that's so surprising to me is it didn't really come out in 2002.
Yes, it did.
I mean, like it wasn't covered the way it is now.
No.
His career would be over if that came out
sure.
now.
Yeah, well, he left the company. Like, this is when he walked out.
You think...
His wife, and he didn't want a job to Brock Lesnar. It was a really bad week for Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I'm laughing because it's very sad.
It is very sad for everyone involved. Deborah Marshall, you might remember, if you watch the Attitude Era, she used to wear little jackets over big fake boobs, and she was the manager of Jeff Jarrett and Owen Hart, rest in peace, and then about this time, like... That was the pay-per-view where that was the lead up to Mania Rock versus Austin, where she was managing The Rock for some reason, and they made that she was his real life wife part of storyline.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
So there's no winners in this.
There's no winners in this. But I think the two prong thing. I mean, that if you think that might take down Commissioner Kelly, I'm not calling him General Kelly.
I'm going to call him General because I still Chief prefer Sergeant Slaughter. When Chief. Sergeant Slaughter was on this on both sides or on the other side of the Iraq War or the Iraq conflict,
was he wrong though?
I'm just saying. Okay. Was he still Sergeant?
Yeah, in the Iraqi government.
So I'm going to go with
military.
He's still General Kelly to me.
Gotcha.
He's the general. He's not a general of the United States. He's the general for the Donald. The same way Sergeant Slaughter was able to switch sides.
Yeah, he's a general. Trump likes generals. He likes generals. He likes tanks.
Yeah.
He might have a parade. It's not on the outline. If there's a parade, will you go to the parade?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
What signs are you going to have?
That's tough.
I'm going to have a wanger out sign.
So I was trying to figure out if there's a wrestling analog. There is. The WCCW parade.
The what?
The WCCW.
Okay.
I'm Mark Lawrence here at Texas Stadium's Parade of Champions on World Class Championship Wrestling is Hacksaw Butch Reed.
It was a contest, and whatever tag team won, they won $100,000.
That's false. Obviously, the example is when D-Generation X had a tank, and they took it to Turner's office. They didn't have a tank. It was actually...
You can't tell us what to do.
Tell me what to wear. Yeah, they... rest in peace, the guy who sang that song. They, as the legend goes, DX took a tank to the Turner's building and then won the Monday Night Wars. It was a Jeep. They were wearing helmets. This is about the time when Triple H just keeps making references to things in his cockpit and his joystick.
Today, we embark on a mission. We have seen the enemy, and they are near. So today, we will go down there.
Down where? Sir! Sir!
Down there! And we will blow them out of the water. This mission will start at the Norfolk Scope with
WCW wrestling.
And it will end right here tonight at the Hampton Roads Coliseum for Raw is War.
Always homoerotic.
So we have to rent a Jeep and outfit like a tank.
No, I mean, that's what they're going to do. They're going to have Jeeps and just say it's a tank. Watch. Just watch. John, your buddy Kelly, having a big week. Here's what he said when talking about the Dreamers.
I'm here in the United States side of the Texas-Mexico border. I'm here to prove a point. You see, this is our most porous part of our entire border. It's basically uninhabited and unpatrolled. This is where hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants cross this border each and every year. Mexicans who come to our country and pay no taxes. I'm an American. I grew up in the state of Texas. I've made a fortune in this country that we call America, so I know what these type of people do to our economy. They take advantage of our health care system, our welfare system, and they send all their money back to Mexico and look to people like me to have to support people like them. It's like half of America. It's like half of the state of Texas. I know. I grew up here. They're lazy. They look to government like it's Big Brother and say, please give me a handout. It's why people like me who've made my own money have such outrageous taxes.
Actually, that wasn't him. That was JBL when he was at the border of Mexico and the U.S. So predating this entire administration, JBL. Here's what Mr. Kelly also said.
General.
I think the first part of that, which was stunning, and no one expected it, was there are 690,000 official DACA registrants. And the president sent over what amounts to be 2.5 times that number to 1.8 million. The difference between 690 and 1.8 million were the people that some would say were too afraid to sign up, others would say were too lazy to get off their asses, but they didn't sign up.
So
that's what the military thinks. I want to make that very clear.
Okay,
General,
yes, this
Kelly.
Is a pro-military podcast now, apparently. So you want to talk
really
about
quick aside,
John Layfield, though?
Really quick aside, Tribute to the Troops is one of the best pay-per-view. Sorry, one of the best special events that's not a pay-per-view to watch,
yes,
every single year. Chris Kelly and I were lucky enough to attend the taping of Tribute to the Troops in 2016.
Yeah, I think
December 2016. It was wonderful because they had an actual general come out.
Yeah.
And he tried to pop the crowd with wrestling references. And when he tried to say, the big dog's yard, Roman Reigns, everyone booed a general.
Yeah.
And the most over guy that night was Randy Orton.
Yeah. A guy who went MIA from the Marines.
And they went over at the time American Alpha, which was a pro USA tag team.
Were they? They were pro friendship.
There was one guy that wrestled in the Olympics.
Yes.
And they have like American gear and America.
And they're called American Alpha. Yes. And now one of them might be injured forever and the other one's stuck in the mid card.
And
so
the main feud
was right.
The main feud was between the Canadian and Roman Reigns, and everyone liked the Canadian.
Yeah, of course.
It was wonderful. That's all. The troops get it, is what I'm saying.
The troops get it. And so does John Layfield. He got it when he was JBL. He knew that being a character would get him the title for about 380 days, which it did.
Which is a really impressive run that we need to talk about more. JBL does not get his just desserts.
No, he doesn't. But now he's off WWE TV.
But he's on Fox News all of the time.
And he's on YouTube. He's a vlogger.
So
is he a vlogger?
Yeah. Well, researching this episode, I found John Layfield's YouTube page, and it's direct to camera stuff, which usually comes off as conspiracy theorist,
mm-hmm,
but the stuff he's saying is actually less crazy than his JBL character.
It's what most conspiracy theorists will tell you.
Yeah. So there's a wonderful, not a wonderful video, but there's definitely a 4-minute video that's worth your time, I'd say.
Yeah, a video exists. I agree.
It's called We Can Deal With Our Border and Immigration. It's from September 15th, 2011. Here's a very small bit of it.
Illegals, I saw in this last Republican debate, people should come in with money and a sponsor. Are you kidding me? That is so contrary to the American dream. America's built by people coming here with nothing, wanting to be part of the American process. Look at a guy like Schwarzenegger, came here not even speaking the language. And like most immigrants, doing work that Americans didn't want to do, and that's being governor of California.
Okay, so there you go.
No, so if you want to know what a 51-year-old from Sweetwater, Texas thinks what we can do about immigration, just follow John Layfield.
So yeah, we try to come up with these analogs so it makes sense and you never really get that frustrated. So once you realize that General Kelly, who is a general,
who is a sergeant,
Is Sergeant a downgrade or does it downgrade?
Yeah.
Do you think he'd be okay with Sergeant Kelly?
Yeah. Just don't work for General Anand.
Okay. So, yeah. So General Anand, who is a, sorry. So General Kelly.
Yes.
Is JBL. And once you realize, oh, that's the character he's playing, you're never going to get frustrated with what he's saying. And this goes on both sides of the aisle. The other big one this week to me is I realized that Daniel Bryan, beloved former wrestler, current fake role in WWE, is Joe Biden, former beloved vice president, current fake role on television, acting like he's a spokesman for the Democratic Party.
Right.
They are the same man.
Okay.
Yes, they're a few decades apart, but once you realize this and you lock it in, everything makes much, much more sense.
Run it down.
Both men are in powerful positions currently without having any real responsibility.
Yes.
When Daniel Bryan had the belt, he couldn't say anything crazy because then it would get stripped and the company would lose money.
Mm-hmm.
When Joe Bryan was vice president, he couldn't say these horrible things or these truthful things about Trump because that could be bad for national security. They both have this wonderful freedom now while still elevating both the wrestling product and the Democratic Party. That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Both wish they were in their old job. Daniel Bryan wants to wrestle. He's made that very clear. And for the first time, quite possibly since his retirement, on sanctioned WWE entertainment product, they've made that perfectly clear.
Yeah, and here's Shane talking about that on SmackDown this week.
I know you feel for them. I also know that more than anything in this world, you would love to compete in this ring. More than anything.
Joe Biden is currently on a speaking tour, and he will not say that he's not running, and he's the only one calling Donald Trump a joke.
Do you think he has that little control over whether he tells the truth or not?
I just marvel at some of the things he says and does. Like, what, 2 days ago, anybody didn't stand up and clap for him was un-American and then maybe even treasonous?
They say it was tongue-in-cheek. Democrats can't take a joke.
Well, let me tell you, he's a joke.
You also think they will waste their goodwill that they have right now if they try to
do Daniel Bryan went want. Out on top.
Mm-hmm.
For as much as going on top of wrestling with a bunch of concussions and now vertigo, he went out on top, right? Yeah. He's got a relatively healthy life. He's got a wife. He's got a kid. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What's the benefit of going back into the ring?
He wants to wrestle.
Yes.
He's never loved anything as much as he has loved wrestling.
Yes.
Yes.
Joe Biden will be 77 mm-hmm. if he wins. What's the point? Where are you going from there? How are you helping either the country or the party if you're that?
No, this is where I think it falls. Because I think, yeah, Joe Biden is bad for the Democratic Party and bad for America.
Yes.
And I like Joe Biden. Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah,
had a lot,
me
has,
too.
Has a, had a really tough life.
Nothing against Joe Biden.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing against Daniel Bryan.
No, I mean, something against Joe Biden. All this, the crime bill, all the stuff he did in the 90s.
Sure, sure, sure.
And he's carrying water for a conservative Democratic president. Daniel Bryan, if he goes back, he doesn't lose any goodwill. There's nothing the fans want more than Daniel Bryan to wrestle. If he Benoit's his family down the line, you know.
So maybe not run that risk.
No, the fans don't care.
No, okay? I agree that, okay, maybe I shouldn't have said, he'll ruin the goodwill in the company if he goes to a different company. If he decides to go to New Japan rather than WWE, that could be a very big
mistake.
Yeah,
like that time Chris Jericho went and had a 5-star match with the best wrestler in the world. No, it doesn't, nothing, they're going to, what's going to eventually happen, when his contract is coming up, they'll figure out some way, figure out what he wants from wrestling. If it's like a Brock type schedule, he wrestles the big four, he's like, they bring him in when, like, they have a feud. He's the commissioner, but the wrestler won't listen, like Miz or something. If he gets a few matches, he's not going to be on the road, and he shouldn't be. But if they know that his contract's going to run up, they can't just have him in perpetuity. His contract will run up. And we've discussed this before. If he goes to if he goes to New Japan or something or does the Indies, if anything bad happens, it will not be WWE didn't want this guy to wrestle anymore. It'll be WWE wrestler kills wife and kid mm-hmm. and self. Like, it will not, they're going to get the blowback. So make some money. Once again, go back to the top. What's best for business? They're going to make some money off him, because at this point, anything that actually bad that happens, which is not a, it's not like we talk about like, oh yeah, he's going to kill his family. Like no, I mean, if he
we
dies
don't think
in the ring
that's
or something,
happen.
No, but if something bad happens, they're going to get the blowback. So you might as well make some money. They're just going to minimize their risk.
How is it any different than Joe Biden? How is that helping the future? If anything, you're holding things back. You're sticking back with the old NFL ideas of it'll be fine. Let's not worry about the future. That's the same thing with Joe Biden. It's the same thing with Daniel Bryan.
I don't think that Joe Biden has as big a base of support as Daniel Bryan does in their respective fields. No, I really don't. Daniel Bryan is the most popular wrestler of the last decade. Joe Biden is like a guy we like the Onion version of a lot more than the real guy.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So, and he's an old guy. Retired. Daniel Bryan, not an old guy. A young man.
I think they're the exact same, though, in terms of likability.
No,
the same reason people like Daniel Bryan are the same reasons they like Joe Biden.
Yeah, no, I just think that's where it dovetails, but that's our disagreement. We'll see what happens. So what else is going on in the world of worked athletics?
Well, we are recording this.
Mm-hmm.
The Olympics have their opening ceremony.
Oh, cool.
We don't care because wrestling is in the summer.
Yeah. So this doesn't matter.
This doesn't matter at all. There's no scouting going on, to my knowledge. The WWE scouts.
I think they
Olympics.
They have
big
tryouts right
sports.
Now.
Yeah.
They're doing tryouts right now in the Performance Center. So don't watch the Olympics. If you want to watch amazing feats from athletes around the world, just watch 205 Live. Because since Enzo Amore was fired for not telling the company he was under investigation for sexual assault, they have brought in formerly known Rockstar Spud and given him the most TNA name of all time, Drake Maverick. Since they've basically restarted the story, because, I mean, when they had Enzo, literally the main story was like the Zoe train, all the heels were on Zoe's team. They were like protecting the belt. But they've basically gone back to what they were doing. What people wanted to see from the show was the Cruiserweight Classic, the tournament, having the Cruiserweights that was a international tournament. They wanted to see good cruiserweight wrestling, and they've done it 2 weeks in a row. They had the first week was Cedric Alexander and Gran Metalik, TJP and Tyler Bate. So you've got American guys, Mexican luchador, British strong style guy. And then last week they had this great match with two luchadors, Kalisto and Lince Dorado. And then Roderick Strong and Hideo Itami, like a real like strong style, like beat the crap out of each other match. You can only watch 205 Live on the network for $9.99 a month.
205 Live is still recorded after SmackDown, is that correct?
Yes, so the crowds are mostly dead.
Is there any plans to change that?
There's always rumors that something might change. Allegedly, Vince is no longer overseeing 205 Live, which is why they say that they're actually having good matches. But enjoy it while it lasts. Watch the flippy guys on 205 Live. Or you can watch the WWE product and just wait until the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in judo shows up.
One quick aside that I completely forgot to mention. Mm-hmm. Rob Gronkowski played his big game on Sunday.
And he lost because he had hindered gender.
that's great, but hear me out. We should end on that. I don't know if you saw this. His house was robbed.
Yeah, because he hindered gender.
His house was robbed while he was at the big game.
Yeah.
Do you think Gronk will be in a WWE ring or in a Super Bowl next? Is it more likely for Gronk to remain a football player and go to the Super Bowl or to be an official entrant in next year's Royal Rumble, if you had to put money down?
The latter, because why would you be in a real sport if you could be in a fake sport?